Good morning, Promised Land, San Marcos. Good morning. I've been told that I say San Marcos wrong. It's San Marcos, and I say San Marcos, and so people don't think I went to high school here. So San Marcos. Good morning, Promised Land, San Marcos. Woo. All right, did I say it right? All right, praise hallelujah. All right, so we want to welcome all of our folks online today. We are so blessed and honored that you're worshiping the Lord with us. And y'all, people are watching from everywhere. I've gone and checked. There's people from Iran that watch our service. Is that not amazing? So God's word is going out. And we've got really big plans in the next months and year to really upgrade all of that system so that folks everywhere get a great online experience. They can kind of feel like they're right here with us. But Pastor Robin is preaching today at Life Austin. And he's preaching three sermons today. That's awesome. So pray for Pastor Robin. Three sermons. I texted him. I said, save some for the last sermon, man. So it's awesome. And how many of you have enjoyed the Galatians sermon series? Oh, man. Y'all, that was so awesome. It was just kicked off by our amazing, you know, Pastor Lacey, Pastor Herbert, and Pastor Robin just preached it. It was such a good sermon series. But today, we're going to continue. We're actually going to start a brand new sermon series called Discover. And this sermon series is going to be from our growth track class, Discover 301. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing you some principles from our growth track, from the class from Discovery 301. And what Discovery 301 is, this is a class where we help you identify your purpose. We help you to identify the gifts that God has put into your life. And we help you understand that with those gifts and God's purpose for your life, how to put those into action. And so it's a really awesome class. I challenge you to make it. If I challenge you today, if you haven't gone into the growth track at all, go today at 12:30. We have childcare. We're feeding you, and you're going to get God's word in your life today. And so that's today at 12:30 and next week at 12:30. So just an awesome, awesome experience. So let me begin. Today we are going to be talking about purpose. Purpose is defined as the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And whether you know it or not, purpose is something that everyone wants. So you can go through life, you can go through your entire life and not realize that you are longing for purpose, that you are longing for something, that you are longing for something bigger than yourself. And you can be someone that has a purpose and they feel that purpose and that you live in that purpose. And so all of us, we really want a reason for our existence. We want to realize that there's more than a reason for me to live than just to exist, than just to live from day to day, from just being. There's got to be a purpose. And here's a deep truth. The deep truth is that everything God ever created, everything he's ever created, he created on purpose, with purpose. So God, everything that God has created, he created on purpose, and he created with a purpose, except a duckbill platypus. What is that for? It's got a bill. It looks like a rat. What is it? I think God was messing with us when he created a duckbill platypus. You know when they first discovered that? They thought it was fake. They thought somebody sewed a duckbill onto this animal. I'm sorry. Back to the sermon. But everything God creates begins and ends with a purpose. Y'all, there's even a purpose for fire ants. You're like, now you're lying, Will. There's no reason that there is purpose for fire ants. But God created fire ants for a purpose. That purpose is they take care of dead things, and they drive us crazy. If you live in Texas and you walk out in your yard for 1 second, you'll find that you're covered in ants and you're running around screaming. And then there's a question I want to ask God about mosquitoes. God, really, I don't understand them. What is their purpose? Really, but God has a purpose for it. There's a purpose for mosquitoes. When you're outside and you're getting stung by mosquitoes, just remember God has some kind of purpose for mosquitoes. He does. Colossians 1 and 16 says, For it was in him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities. All things were created and exist through him and in him and for him. Now, let's just stop for 1 second. Let's just kind of listen to the last part of that scripture. I could end with this scripture. Y'all be okay with that. That'd be a 5-minute sermon and you go home. But we're not going to end there. All things were created and exist through him, through God, and in him, and for him. So there's a purpose for everything God created. When God created a tree, there was a purpose for that tree. When God created a flower, there's a purpose for that flower. When God created the grass of the field, there's a purpose for that grass of the field. When he created water, there's a purpose for it. Everything God creates has a purpose. Everything. Everything. And so, you know, when God created a tree is really, really good at being a tree. A tree brings forth fruit. It's a tree. It's great at it. But God created us, and we're horrible at understanding what we are made for, what we were created for. What am I supposed to do? God, what's my purpose? What is my purpose? Another great scripture, the same scripture in a different way, says everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. It finds its purpose in him. And all of us, no matter where we are spiritually, no matter if we have been serving God our entire life or if we just walked into the church for the first time today, we want to be part of something bigger. You want to be part of something bigger. There's this longing in you. There's this longing in you that wants something that gives your life, that gives your life some meaning. There's something in you that wants, your life wants some meaning. Your life wants some direction, and your life wants value. And so we ask questions like, why am I here? Why was I born? What am I supposed to do or be? What is the reason for being? God, what is the point of all of this? What is the point? Why are we here today? What's the point of all of this? And so early on in my Christian walk, I would ask those questions. It was like I was living in this. I was wanting God so bad, and I was so amazed at what he had done in my life. And so I was asking these questions. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be? God, is there something I'm supposed to be doing? And I was always worried I was going to miss God. Like God was leaving me breadcrumbs on the ground, and if I missed those breadcrumbs, I'd miss God, and that'd be it. And so I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be? What is my purpose? Why have you saved me? Why have you filled me with your spirit? And God, what am I here for? And I'd ask these questions. I would yearn to know, really yearn to know. And then there'd be people that come around me, and they knew exactly what they were called for, what their purpose was. I talked to somebody and they said, well, God's calling me to be a missionary to the Yanomami Indian tribe in the Amazon jungle. Whoop-de-doo! Wow, good for you, man. Wow. And I'd find myself jealous of these people that just knew exactly what God had called them to do. And I would be like, God, how come I don't know? What's wrong with me? Am I not listening? Am I not seeking you? What is the deal? And I'd be happy for them, kind of, just a little bit. But I want to ask everyone here today a question. And you can raise your hand here. Do you have any idea what your purpose is? Yes. Anybody? I saw some really like, kind of like this thing. Like, raise your hand. If you know what your purpose is, raise your hand. Wow, Very few people raise their hands in this room. Very few people. So this message is for both for the people who've raised their hands and the people who didn't. There's a lot of, pretty much a ton of what we do at Promised Land. Just about everything we do, every message we preach, every time we have a growth track class, every time we have a promise group, every time that the doors are open to this church, what we are trying to do is help you find your purpose. Every time we sing a worship song, every single time we open these doors and we greet each other and we hear a message and we hear preaching and we hear teaching, every time your kids go to a Sunday school class, we're trying to help you find your purpose. That's our goal. That is our mission, is to help you find your purpose, help you find your mission, help you find what God created you for. And I think really deep down in our DNA, deep down in our code, I'm a computer guy, so I use that terminology, but God wrote something deep down in us that is longing for something. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people think that you know, they're just, there's something missing in their life, but they don't realize that is God that they're missing. You see, we are programmed for God. We are God's creation, and so God wrote code down in us. Because we were built for something. We were created for something, for a purpose. It's like you know something is missing. You know something is just not right. There's something more. And so when we try to find our purpose, when we try to find these things, and we do this sometimes without God in the mix, we ask the wrong questions. We ask the wrong questions. Our questions are like, what do I want to be? What should I do with my life? What are my dreams, my goals, my ambition, my? And what we do is we search after things. We search after a career. So we put everything we have into a career. We put everything in it. And I'm not saying careers are bad. But when we make that career our ultimate thing, when we make that career our one thing, if I could just succeed here, I would be fulfilled. If I could just have this, this is my ultimate thing. If I could just have this, I would be okay. And so we strive and we strive and we strive for that. And then we say, if I could just meet the right person, that right person, I would feel fulfilled. I would feel like I'd have what I'm needing because there's something that I'm missing. There's something written down into my life and I'm searching for it. Some of us think it's a feeling. Some of us think it's, and we try everything. We try drugs. We try alcohol. We try so many things to fill that God-shaped hole in our life. And so we always come to the same conclusion. We try something over and over and over again. And even when we get something, when we get a goal or we get that person, we fall in love, we realize that person's not our savior. We realize, I was looking for this and I got it. And it's not fulfilling me. I feel cheated. I'm going to have to try for more and more. And so we look to other things and we keep looking and we keep looking and we keep looking because we're still not satisfied. We're not satisfied. And when our plans don't work out, which they normally don't, when our plans don't work out, we should try to work from a different set of plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know," now listen to this, this is God speaking, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace, for welfare, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God is saying, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you. See, you've got your set of plans, and you're reading from your set of plans, but I got the right plans. I know the plans that I have for your life, for your purpose. I know why I have called you. I know why you have breath in your lungs. I know why you have a heartbeat, because I put it there. And God is saying, I have plans for you. And what God is saying is, I have a purpose for you. I have a purpose. And so when we feel like, man, there's something else, there's a reason for this, and that's because God created you for a purpose. And one of the things we come to a realization of is that his purpose is bigger than our purpose, than our life, than our goals, than our success, than our happiness, than our wants. And that's tough to realize sometimes. That's tough, but God's plans are bigger than our plans. Let me read that scripture in Colossians again. For it was in him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominion, rulers, or authorities. All things were created and exist through him and in him and for him. God created you on purpose, for purpose. C.S. Lewis says this so beautifully. C.S. Lewis says, If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. That we were made for another world. So what is, okay, Will, you're telling me I have a purpose. You're telling me my purpose isn't my career. You're telling me my purpose isn't a relationship. You're telling me all of these things. So, Will, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Our purpose is to glorify God. Our purpose is to be in intimate relationship with our Creator. And you were created to love and be loved by Jesus. That's why you were made. That's why you were created. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden that walked with Jesus in the cool of the morning, they were created for relationship. And so we were created in God's image to be in relationship with our God. And I want you to know that being in a relationship with God is the only thing that will satisfy your soul. Let me say that again. Being in relationship with God is the only thing that will satisfy your souls. Pastor Robin preached about this last Wednesday night. If you didn't hear that message, you've got to hear that again. It was so, so good. But he said, one of the things that he said, he was talking about the four G's, and one of them was, God is good, and I don't have to look anywhere else for satisfaction. See, it's easy to say, and it's easy to preach, but it's different to live. This is such a different thing. You hear this, and then we go back to work on Monday, and our job becomes our identity again. It's what we do for a living. If we would make our purpose God's purpose, oh, what would change if we made God's purpose our purpose? Augustine said, "You, God, have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Our hearts are restless. Have you ever felt restless? Have you ever felt like there's just something more? Have you ever felt just unfulfilled? Have you ever felt that way? I have. When you realize your purpose, it gives your life meaning. And let me just put it this way. You have a reason to get out of bed in the morning when you live for a purpose. You have a reason, and you realize that you have a heartbeat for a purpose. When you know that you have a purpose in your life, you know why you're getting up. You know why you're facing the day. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, it is hard sometimes when you're in that bed and you want to get out of bed and you know what's in front of you that day. Sometimes you got a scary thing in front of you. Sometimes you got to deal with some things. And it is so tough to get out of bed if you don't have a purpose. If God, if you're not walking with God, if you're not walking with him and you're facing that day all by yourself, it's a scary day. It's a very tough day. But I know why I have a heartbeat. I know why there's air in my lungs at this moment, because God has a purpose for me. And you're here today because God has a purpose for you. John 15 and 16 says, and this is great. It says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So isn't that amazing? Are you thankful that God chose you today? I am so thankful. All week long, I've been studying for this message, and I've been singing this same song over and over again. Has God ever put a song in your heart? I'm telling you, I've been singing this song over and over and over again. Listen to the lyrics. It's an old song. Some of you probably heard this before. It says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. That's an awesome song. But it should be a country song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. I'm sorry, I had to wake y'all up. But there are people here today looking for a reason to go on. There are people in this room that have walked in here and they have tried everything else in life. They have tried it all and they're looking for a reason. There are people here today that have been living for God and walking in their purpose. Y'all, this is us. This is the body of Christ. And so we are all at different areas and different walks in our life. And some of us have come to the realization, God, thank you for my purpose. Thank you. And there's others that have no idea why they were born. Why they're here. So you may just be needed, you might have just needed a reminder today. And I've got a great example of this. I'm going to show you a picture here. This is a picture of the gospel. This is a picture of the gospel. These are two dudes that work, these are two really cool guys working in the tech booth. The guy on the left is Paul Ortiz. The guy on the right is Stephen Kowser. It's a cool picture, but I want to tell you about the gospel in this picture. See, Paul Ortiz came to church a few months back. Paul Ortiz was at the end of his rope. He didn't have anything to live for. In fact, he came up to Pastor Robin at the end of a message and said, Pastor Robin, that message saved my life. And the guy on the right's name is Stephen Kowser. Stephen Kowser, just about a year ago, was about to give up his entire life to alcohol. He was about to go back to prison. He was going to get locked up for a long, long time again because his God was alcohol. And so what I want you to see in this picture is two people living for Jesus. The guy that was about to get locked up for prison is training the guy that was about to give up on life on how to work and serve God in the tech booth. So that's a picture of the gospel. That's a picture of our purpose. That's a picture of what we need to do. Stand up, guys. They're serving right now back in that tech booth. Let's give God a hand here. That's God. Yeah. So that's our purpose. And while praying over this message and praying, God took me back to when I was 13 years old. He reminded me of something I hadn't thought of in years and years and years. I grew up in a very broken home. And when I was 13, I remember a night my mom was drinking really heavily. And it just got crazy. And I was like the only sane person in the house. And so I got so tired of it, I grabbed all of her wine and I went and I threw them out in the woods. I was throwing her bottles way out in the woods and I was so sick of it. And then I go back in and she made me go back out in the woods to go find her wine. So I'm in the dark and I'm just looking for these wine bottles and I'm just thinking, what is the point of all of this? What is the point of going on and living day in and day out with this? What's the point of life? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sick of this. I was so tired. There wasn't a reason for me to even be around. And I had a thought come into my head that I was going to end it. So I went and got a rope. I went and tied it up to a tree. And I tried to kill myself, but I failed miserably. It was horrible. I didn't do a good job. And God had a reason for that. God reminded me of that night. And while I was praying, and I realized that God has given me a purpose. My purpose is to glorify Him. My purpose is to give God praise. My purpose is to worship Him. My purpose is to tell other people who are in that spot, in that position, that there is a reason for your life, that you were created on purpose, for a purpose, that God has called you, that God has something for you to do, and that God has given you gifts. And He wants to use it for His kingdom, that you have a purpose. There's a reason you are alive. You're not just taking up space. You're not just drifting. God is calling you, and God has something for you. And the beautiful thing about walking in purpose is you get passion. When you have a purpose for your life, you have passion. Have you ever talked to a passionate person? Have you ever talked to one of those people that do CrossFit? They are passionate about CrossFit. Hey, what's your name? Hi, I do CrossFit. You know, it's like that's the first thing they mean, and I jump up and down. I do all this exercise all the time. I mean, they're passionate about it. You're like, man, I need to do CrossFit. I want to get in on that. But you know what? When you serve God and God has given you a reason for your life and God has taken your wreck of a life and he has put you on a firm foundation, He's washed all of your sins away and He's filled you with your spirit, with His spirit, you can have passion in your life. You know, when God wipes that slate clean, you can have passion for your purpose. I want you to know something, that when you have purpose in your life, you can even love your job. You know what? When you have purpose in your life, you can be excited about paying bills. You're like, what are you talking about? He doesn't know my job, and He has not seen my bills. But I want you to know that when you live for God and you live for a purpose, you realize that everything you have is from God, and God is your provider, and God gave you that job, and God established you, and He put people in your life that only you can reach because you're in that job. That's when we're not in that purpose, when we're not in that purpose and we're complaining about our job and we're complaining about life and we're complaining about everything and we're murmuring and we're missing what God wants us to do. We're missing an opportunity. But when you walk in your purpose, when you walk in that God-given purpose for your life, you're going to be the best at whatever you do. Even if it's underwater basket weaving, you're going to be the best underwater basket weaver in history because you have a purpose for God. You have a purpose for serving Him. And so the Bible says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might because you have purpose. You don't do it for your employer. You do it as unto the Lord. So when you're serving on your job, you're like, what is different about you? You're passionate. Something is different. You have a reason to tell them of the hope that is in your life. There's a purpose for your passion. And I love my job. I absolutely love my job. I love being an associate pastor. I love working at this church. I absolutely love it. I get to sit all day long and pray and read my Bible. Do nothing else and just prepare for God's word, for this message. No, we do all kinds of stuff. Our job, my job, is to point people to Jesus. That's my entire job. And if I don't point people to Jesus, I'm not doing my job. And the funny thing is that's your job too. You don't have to be a pastor to point people to Jesus. You don't have to be called to preach to point people to Jesus. The reason why you point people to Jesus is because He has created you with a purpose. And you have passion in your purpose. And God has called you for such a time as this. And I apologize to you. I am spitting on you right now. But it's no matter where you work or what you're doing, when you have passion and purpose in your life, you're going to wake up and say, God, thank you for this day. God, I know I've got stuff I got to deal with today, but I am walking in you. I am hidden in you. I am hidden in Christ. My life is dead. I'm hidden with you in Christ, and so I don't have to face it alone. There are people in this church right now that have a diagnosis that is terminal or whatever the doctors are saying, but you can face anything with Jesus. There are people that are facing things that I couldn't imagine. Tab and I talk about it. When we see people facing things and they don't have Jesus in their life, how do they even do that? I couldn't imagine living life without Jesus and facing that same situation without Jesus. But we have a mighty God that we serve. We have a God that is a healer. We have a God that is a provider. We have a God that we can put our trust in. See, I'm bragging on God right now. I am bragging on my God. My God is a healer. See, my God saved my life. My God pulled me out of death, hell, and the grave. You see, I wanted to kill myself, and God didn't allow it. See, God has a purpose for us today. And when you realize your purpose, it gives your life direction. You get direction. I remember when I was in sixth grade, I went to Dahlstrom Middle School for probably like 6 months. This is as long as I went to Dahlstrom Middle School. And y'all, I was not a really big guy. I was a little bitty thing. I was about a foot and a half shorter than everybody else. And so we were playing football. And man, when you're little and you're playing football, it's kind of hard to jump up and get that ball. It goes over to you. They don't even pass you. The quarterback can't even see you. You know, it's tough. And so I was this little guy. I was like, hey, I want to play, you know. And there was one day where the ball actually came towards me. And I couldn't believe it. It was coming towards me. So I jumped up and I grabbed that football. I came down with it. It was amazing. I was like, I caught the football. And so I tucked that football under my arm and I started running as fast as I could. I was running like crazy. I was running so fast. It was like people were just standing still. I was like, man, I am fast. I was booking it. And I'd look at some of their faces were like looking at me weird. It was like, man, they must have not thought I could catch this football. I caught that football and I'm running with this football. But I was booking it. I made it all the way to the end zone, and I did that little, you throw the football down, and, you know, you're dancing around. It looks funny when you're a little guy. I know I'm a big, muscular, tall guy now. But back then, I was tiny. So I was excited. I was so excited that I'd caught the ball, and I made a touchdown. But then I looked at my own players, and they weren't happy with me. I had run to the wrong end zone. I ran all the way to the wrong end zone. Oh, I was heartbroken. My first touchdown was a safety. And so sometimes our life is like that. Sometimes we get excited about things, and we don't even ask God which way to go. We go, something new, something flashy. I'm going to go this direction, and we run with it without asking God. We seek things out without God in our life. We don't ask for directions, and we're just wandering and running. But God wants you to have a purpose. And when you get close to God, God's going to speak to you. God's going to tell you yes. God's going to tell you no. Or God will tell you to wait. Romans 12 and 2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You know what that is, renewing of your mind? That's a fancy way of repentance. Repenting and believing. Renewing your mind is like, God, I was going this way. God, this was the direction I was going, but I am sorry. Now, God, I believe you, that you're more than enough. See, I thought that job was more than enough for me. And I gave everything to it. I sacrificed my family for it. I made that my ultimate thing. God, forgive me. I believe, God, that you are more than enough for me. And so repenting and believing, every time we stumble, every time we fall, we just repent and go back to God and believe. God, you're more than enough. God, you are good and you're all that I need to look for satisfaction. God, you are great. I don't have to fear anybody because you're so big. God, you're my everything. I'm sorry I haven't trusted you. And we invite him into our lives more and more. When we start looking to God for direction, oh, we always end up where he wants us to end up. I never preach a message without using my favorite scripture, Proverbs 3 and 5. That scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do you see that acknowledge part? That acknowledge part is, hey, God, what do you think about this? Hey, God, I was thinking, what do you feel about this, God? What do you say about this? What's your word say about this? God, what are you wanting me to do? God, what are you wanting? Acknowledging God. All that is relationship. And like I said, every time we get together as a church and go bowling, we're acknowledging God. It's just creating relationship. We're creating relationship. We're creating excuses to get closer to God and closer to each other. That's our purpose. Proverbs 27 and 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Something else is when we realize our purpose, it gives us strength. And like I said before, life is tough. Life is hard. Life will wear you down if you don't have purpose. If you don't have God in your life, you're going to face things by yourself. But Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that in all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It's his purpose. We're still going to live with our problems. We're still going to deal with things, but they're not as big. They don't consume us. They don't control us. They don't dictate our lives. They don't dictate our lives. They don't give us, we don't have to be fearful anymore. Did you know that the greatest fear is public speaking? Did you know that I'm afraid of you? Did you know that before I came up on this stage, I was nervous and scared? I was afraid of you. There was fear. But I have a purpose, and God has given me a message, and God gives me strength. So I don't have to be afraid of you. And guess what? You guys love me. You're my friends. You're my family. You're my brothers and sisters. I don't have to be afraid of you. But God gives us strength when we need it. God gives us strength. Have you ever faced something and you have no idea how you are making it from day to day to day? That's God. That's God, because you're dealing in a purpose that's bigger than your problems. You're dealing with a purpose that's bigger. You have a rock that you can stand on. You are living in your purpose in God. I'm going to ask a few questions in closing here. Lacey, come on up and help me land this plane. But these questions are, there's just two questions. I'm going to end with these two questions. And these are questions that we probably need to ask ourselves every day. Every day. Are there things in my life that shouldn't be there? These are distractions from God's purpose in our life. And that question, when we ask that question, the funny thing is we don't need a preacher to tell us what those things are. We know what they are. We know that there are things that we have in our life right now that are distracting us from God's purpose. This might be from you, but this might be for you, but I know this was for me, that God really spoke to my heart this week. I was driving down the toll road, and then I got about 45 minutes on that toll road. Y'all, I started on that toll road. I was just praising God and worshiping God. And I was crying. And every once in a while, I'd look down at the road and drive. But God was touching my life. He was speaking into my heart about this message. And he dropped something in my heart. And it was tough to hear. It's like God was telling me, Will, sometimes you want people to approve of you. You want people to think that Will is awesome.
I want them to know that Will's God is awesome. I want them to know that Will's not awesome. Will's a wreck. Will without God is a rascal. My old pastor once said that Will was not worth shooting when I first came to God. But that's the truth, folks. We're rascals and we need God in our lives. And so the purpose of this message is to glorify God. If I have convinced you today that I'm a good speaker, I have failed. If I have convinced you today that I'm a good preacher, then I have failed you. I have failed my purpose. My purpose is to glorify God. And so God dropped that in my heart this week. And I'm like, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want anybody to see me. I want to be hidden in you. I want my life to show others that God is the hope of my life, that God is the purpose for my life, that I'm only alive today because of his mercy and his grace. And I want my life to reflect the light of Jesus. I want to glorify him in everything I do. If I glorify myself, I've got my reward. That's it. The second question is, what are some things that should be in your life? What are some things that should be in my life? And I think God's been talking to your heart. God's been talking to your heart. There are things that God has been asking you to do for a while. God has been drawing you. God has been speaking to you. God has been saying, come on, a little closer. Come on. You keep putting it off, but I knew I want a relationship with you. I want to be closer to you. I want you to acknowledge me. So what if today you decided to pray more? What if today you started to pray as a family, as a couple? What if today you started to pray with your children? What if today you pressed in and you decided that I am going to put away some of these distractions, God, and I am going to find you and find your purpose for my life? What if you took your prayer life to another level? This is going to hurt, guys. Listen. What if you got off Facebook and got into his book? Preaching to myself. But God wants more of us. God is asking for more of us. All God wants is relationship with us. So what are some things that should be in your life? What are some things that should be in your life? A wonderful way for you to jumpstart into this is to go to 201 right after church today. That class is all about how to develop a prayer life with God. If you don't know how to pray, I was just approached by someone that said, I don't know how to pray. Go to that class. I don't know how to press in. I want to know. There's so many things. I don't know what to listen to or what to hear. Go to that class. The growth track isn't going to save you. The growth track is a vehicle to get you closer to God. It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle to get you closer to God. Everything we do, our purpose is to point you to Jesus. Our purpose is to say, God is enough for you. God is your purpose. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, thank you for calling us for your purpose, not our own. God, thank you that we were planned for your pleasure. And the reason that we are alive today is you wanted to love us. God, I am so thankful, God, that you thought of me. That you thought of us, that you think of us, and that you have plans for us, for peace, for future and a hope, for a purpose. And God, I want right now, God, all over this building, God, we repent to you, God. God, for living out our purpose, for living out our plans. God, for living out a selfish, self-centered life. God, I repent to you. I want to glorify your name because you saved me. God, you loved me. You healed me. And you satisfy me. Jesus, you are more than enough for me. And with your heads closed, if you would just, if you want God to come into your life like never before, nobody looking, would you just raise your hands right now? There's hands that are going up all over this building. God, we want you. We're tired of doing it our way. We know the end result of doing it our way. But we seek you this morning. We seek you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We desire you, God. Thank you, God, for your purpose. Remind us, God, that it's all about you, that you have created us for your pleasure. We love you, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are so good to us. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank everyone for coming here today and worshiping with us. At the end of every service, we offer baptism and we offer a time for a prayer. So if you want prayer and you want further prayer, we'll have leaders that are coming down. If you want to get baptized, awesome. But remember also that August 23rd, we're going to have a huge river baptism. So go in the Lord. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.